What does your 4th of July weekend weather forecast look like? I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. What is the weather forecast for the 4th of July and the holiday weekend? USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says there are two particular areas of precipitation potential, and one is the lower southeast.
So expect widespread afternoon and evening showers and thunderstorms in that eastern Gulf Coast region that does include much of Florida and could extend along the southern Atlantic coast, possibly as far north as the Carolinas.
And a stretch from the desert southwest to the upper Midwest as monsoon rains mix with a cold front.
The real concentration of rain for the 4th of July will be across the northern plains into the upper Midwest. That's where we're likely to see the most widespread disruptions of celebrations and fireworks shows.
While the remainder of the country should be warm to hot temperature-wise and dry as well. And while we all hope you have a great 4th of July weekend, let's take a look at what we can expect weather-wise throughout the United States for the week following the 4th of July.
Taking a look ahead to week two, this is the National Weather Service 8 to 14 day outlook covering the time period from July 8th through the 14th. We are expecting a continuation of pretty much what we've seen the last several days, and that is near or above normal temperatures and near or above normal rainfall across virtually the entire country. Now, the only place that might experience slightly below normal temperatures would be in the vicinity of the Great Lakes. Just about everybody else expected to remain warm or hot. Greatest likelihood of those hotter than normal conditions will be across the deep south and also in the northwest and northern high plains. Now, in terms of the rainfall forecast, the greater likelihood of wet weather compared to normal will be focused across the southwest, which means an active monsoon circulation will continue, and also across the southeast, also a somewhat greater likelihood than other areas of experiencing wetter than normal conditions.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.